Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Christ is risen, alleluia. He is risen indeed, alleluia. This Easter probably looks a bit different to you than last Easter, doesn't it? It looks a lot different to me, too, to see so many of your wonderful faces gathered together, and not just nine of you per service. I am so thankful to have you here with us today. Our family gathered again under the household of God to hear the mighty deeds of what His Son has done. I want to begin the sermon today, words from St. John Chrysostom, Easter homily from the 4th century. If any man be devout and love God, let him enjoy this fair and radiant triumphal feast. If any man be a wise servant, let him rejoicing enter into the joy of his Lord. If any have labored long in fasting, let him now receive his recompense. If any have wrought from the first hour, let him today receive his just reward. If any have come at the third hour, let him with thankfulness keep the feast. If any have arrived at the sixth hour, let him have no misgivings, because he shall in no wise be deprived thereof. If any have delayed until the ninth hour, let him draw near, fearing nothing. If any have tarried even until the 11th hour, let him. Also be not alarmed at his tardiness, for the Lord, who is jealous of his honor, will accept the last even as the first. He gives rest unto him who comes at the 11th hour, even as unto him who has wrought from the first hour. St. John Chrysostom takes the parable that Jesus told about the talent, or the denarii, the fact that a man went out to get laborers into his vineyard, and he went every 3 hours and gathered another group to send out. And he chose to give a full day's wage to each worker, whether they worked for the whole day or whether they worked for just one. And I think that very much applies to us today. Whether this is the first time that you've entered this church in a year, or whether you were here last night, Jesus Christ has died to take away your sin. Whether you have been a Christian for your whole life, or you have been recently converted, Jesus Christ has died to take away your sins. Some of you have stayed away, and I want to tell you something. Jesus died for you. He loves you. I love you, and I'm so thankful to have you here. And for those who were here last night and Good Friday and Maundy Thursday, Jesus Christ died for you. He loves you, and I love you too. Our hope is in the resurrection. You see, Jesus comes into our flesh. He was born of the Virgin Mary for a purpose. To take the sin of the whole world, the sin of all who have gone before us, the sins of all who will come after us upon himself. Peter, who so eloquently confessed that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, denied Jesus 3 times on Good Friday. If you have denied him throughout this year, if you have denied him throughout your life, take the same hope that he had that day. Notice that the angel tells the women to go to his disciples and even to Peter, letting Peter know that he would be forgiven for his misgivings. He would be forgiven for even his denial of our Lord, which means that we can have the same forgiveness. The Easter joy is this. Do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. The tomb is empty. But this church and your hearts are not. You see, Jesus Christ is with us this very day. just as he promised, in his means of grace. From his side flowed water, water that now fills our font, water that must be poured over you that you may be adopted as sons of the Most High God. His blood flowed. That blood now flows into the chalice, that what we drink is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. Fixing your eyes on the cross, you see his body that was given for the forgiveness of all of your sins. You have this forgiveness. We are reminded with Job that there is a resurrection. Not only has Jesus Christ been risen from the dead, but we also have a hope that we will be as well. That very day, the Pharisees sent the guards and paid them very heftily to make sure that they would go about telling lies that Jesus' disciples were the ones who took his body and that's why he was gone. Dear Christian, if this is the truth, if your God who was crucified was not raised, then your faith is in vain. It would be in vain for you to gather here today or every Sunday to celebrate that resurrection. But I tell you today, your faith is not in vain. Jesus is who he said he is. He is the Word incarnate. He is God in the flesh who was crucified for you. Job said, "I know that my Redeemer lives." He confessed this even before Jesus' resurrection. He said, "My heart yearns within me." Jesus is the first fruits of the resurrection. Your bodies, when they are laid into the grave, are placed there for just a time. A cemetery is a temporary sleeping place. That's where the name comes from. And on the day that Jesus Christ, the same Jesus Christ who died on the cross, the same Jesus Christ who could not be held in a tomb, will come back. The trumpets will sound. The dead will rise. And those who confess Jesus in this life will be with him for eternity. Death cannot hold him. He has conquered. Disease cannot hold him. He has conquered it. And he has conquered it for you too. Rejoice in the resurrection that has happened this day. Rejoice in the resurrection that is to come. Gather week after week to hear the same beautiful gospel message, to receive the same beautiful gifts that your God desires to give you. Rejoice, dear Christian. Your faith is not in vain. Jesus Christ is risen indeed. He concluded his sermon with these words, "O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen and you are overthrown. Christ is risen and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen and life reigns. Christ is risen and not one dead remains in the grave. For Christ, being risen from the dead, is become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. To him be glory and dominion unto ages and ages. Amen." The church sings, "It was a strange and dreadful strife when life and death contended. The victory remained with life. The reign of death was ended. Holy Scripture plainly saith that death is swallowed up by death. Its sting is lost forever. Alleluia. Amen." The peace of God that passeth all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen. Alleluia. Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.